Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. When you hear the word fear, what comes to mind? For most of us, it's not a warm feeling. We think of the kind that clenches your stomach, the fear that warns of danger. But in Scripture, the Hebrew word for fear, yara, paints a fuller picture. It can mean terror, yes, like Adam and Eve hiding in the garden after sin entered the world. Adam told God, "I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." Adam and Eve had that kind of wait till your dad gets home kind of fear. And what is that fear? It's not just I might get punished, terror, though there is that. But in a healthy home, it's also, it's my dad that's coming to discuss what I did. The one I respect is going to call my behavior to account. You see, this Hebrew word for fear also means reverence, awe, the kind of respect that stands at attention. With you there is forgiveness, Psalm 130 says, so that we can, with reverence or fear, serve you. Let's consider that kind of reverential fear today as you stack Psalm 30 verses 1 through 4 together. When I was soaking in Psalm 130 to overcome my past, I discovered the word yara, or fearful reverence. I thought, fear God? I mean, everything good in my life is from Him. Why would I fear Him? So I studied the word, learned that it can mean to bow before, to submit to stand in awe of, to worship. Now, I like to get into the physical position of a word in Scripture, so I did just that. I bowed. I got on my knees. I imagined myself worshiping, and I prayed, Lord, I'm in this position of this word, yara, help me to understand what this word means. And then I just sat in it. I waited on the Lord to teach my mind and my heart. Funny thing, I found myself imagining, and I imagined myself bowing before people, not God. Specifically, people in my life who I knew intimately, but they were people who did not know my deepest secrets and shame, because nobody did. And it was a barrier between us, my husband, my mom, my best friend. I couldn't get myself to tell them about my past. The opposite of fear of God is fear of man. And nowhere does it come up more powerfully than when we're hiding in our sin. Cue Adam and Eve hiding in the garden. When I finally understood the fear of man, I got the courage to tell people about my sin. I told those who knew me best, but didn't. Now, they had no power to forgive me, but confessing to each other is scriptural. Remember, Psalm 130 was a group confessional song. Confessing helps us. It helps us heal, it helps us have accountability, and it helps us grow our faith. And if we're to obey God's word, we will be women who do not wear masks of perfection. Did you hear me? The church is not a country club. It's a hospital for the spiritually sick. Every time I step into one, I remind myself of my spiritual need and my Savior's ability to meet me in mercy. When we confess our sin to others, it usually doesn't push us away from them. It draws us closer in understanding and compassion, and that draws us closer to God. Let me say it this way. Holy reverential fear doesn't push us away from God, it draws us closer. So, as you walk today, think about what kind of fear fills your heart. Is it the kind that makes you hide, like Adam and Eve, or the kind that makes you bow in wonder, like the psalmist? One last thing before you leave me today. Did you grab your study guide for the Holy Girl Walk yet? For this, the fourth season, Forgiven and Free, a 16-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 130 is available. It's exclusively at my website, stanagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Now, I'd love to send it to you for a donation of $25 or more to support the ministry of True Girl. Again, you'll find that at danagresh.com and mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.